Dateline, September 13, ranking the Super Mario anniversaries. If you are reading this column on its publishing date, then today is September 13, and Super Mario Bros. Is 35 years old. You're likely still reeling from the recent Nintendo Direct announcing an array of special anniversary goods to celebrate this somewhat arbitrary number of years. With all that fresh in our collective gamer minds, I decided to look back at how the Super Mario legacy has unfolded over the years, and assign a rank of how excited I was about each occasion. 1990, SMB plus 5. The NES is still red hot, and Mario Mania in the US is at its highest level ever. American kids are likely still waiting to get their hands on Super Mario Bros. 3, despite its launch back in February, because it was a different era, and popular Nintendo games were notoriously hard to find. In Japan, the Famicom was getting on in years, but Nintendo fans were only a couple months away from seeing Mario's next-gen debut adventure, Super Mario World. In other words, there was nothing remotely retro about the Super Mario games yet. Personally, I had traded my NES for a Genesis by this point, because who could resist all those bits? Hype ranking, 2 stars. 1995, SMB plus 10. The NES has seen its last release in all territories. Most kids have moved on to the Super Nintendo, or quite possibly the brand new CD-based consoles made by Sony or Sega, or Atari maybe. Although the most recent Mario release, Yoshi's Island, is a masterpiece. Fans interested in revisiting the Super Mario Bros. Tetralogy either have to dig up original hardware or settle for the Super Mario All-Stars SNES compilation, which by this point is being sold with Super Mario World on one cartridge. While I was very curious about the next generation, I had long since sold my Genesis for an SNES and was definitely the type of teenager who would replay entire video games for fun. Super Mario games would have been in that rotation alongside Super Castlevania IV and Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. Hype rank. Ranking 3 stars. 2000, SMB plus 15. It's a new millennium! The NES feels like ancient history. The SNES feels like medieval times. Everything's in 3D now. Don't you get it? Sprites might as well be cave drawings. And Nintendo? They're all but yesterday's news. It's all about the PlayStation now. Or, if you are extremely cool, the Dreamcast. But if for some reason you want to play a 15-year-old video game, there's Super Mario Bros. Deluxe for Game Boy Color. After all, 2D games belong on handheld consoles, now that the home consoles are dedicated to the almighty polygon gods. At this point in time, I was a woefully single adult living in a studio apartment chock full of absolutely every game console on the market, so yeah, I still had my Nintendo 64 and a copy of Super Mario 64, which I revered as a classic. But with Perfect Dark on hand, I had no time for collecting stars anymore. Hype ranking, 1 star. 2005, SMB plus 20. For the first time since Super Mario Bros. Was released, Nintendo seems to be in actual dire straits. The PlayStation 2 is the biggest home console of all time, and now Microsoft's into games as well. Their upcoming console offers HD graphics. Meanwhile, the GameCube is a certified flop, and the Game Boy Advance has been replaced by a weird clamshell thing with 2 screens? Anyone looking for an 8-bit Mario fix probably knows about emulators by now, but if not, there's an entire series of classic NES games available for GBA, just 2,000 yen, or 20 bucks, per title. GBA owners could also invest in the Super Mario Advance series of classic Super Mario games remade for the handheld system, although the very first Super Mario Bros. Was never included in that lineup. Despite the fact that Mario had multiple 3D games by 2005, the original 1985 sprite was at the centerpiece of a Happy Mario 20th Anniversary campaign in Japan, which I know because I happened to be in Japan at the time. I also just happened to be going through a phase at the time where I missed playing old games because I found the rush to make everything 3D to be exclusionary. That phase will end any day now, surely. Sadly, I never purchased a Game Boy Micro, which launched on 9/13/2005. It looks like it would have been the perfect method for me to whet my appetite for 2D Mario adventures. Hype ranking, 3 stars. SMB plus 25. Nintendo is back, baby! The Wii took America by storm and outsold all its high-res competition. Mario is also back with the recent new Super Mario Bros. 2D games, as well as Super Mario Galaxy, a pair of 3D games, showing that the plumber and his Kyoto masters still have plenty of fun left to deliver in both dimensions. For those looking to revisit the NES glory days, Nintendo sells old games a la carte on Virtual Console via a digital shopping channel on the Wii. There's also the Nintendo DS, which became more popular than the Game Boy Advance ever was, following a hardware redesign, but it still plays all the old GBA games. For this historic anniversary, though, Nintendo announces two head-scratching special offers. First, Super Mario All-Stars is released on disc for the Wii, but it's just the original SNES ROM with no special features. Exactly the sort of thing available for a few bucks on Virtual Console. The package includes a booklet and a soundtrack CD, but that CD only includes 10 tracks of music from Mario games, followed by 10 sound effects. Even stranger, Nintendo produces a special Red Wii, which includes a 25th anniversary edition of Super Mario Bros. Installed on the hard drive in certain regions. What's special about it? Instead of question marks, the power-up blocks have the number 25 on them. That's it. As a Wii and DS owner in 2010, I already had access to all the Mario games that I needed, making Nintendo's offer to sell me old stuff in a bright red box insulting. Hype ranking, 0 stars. 2015 SMB plus 30. Just 5 years later, and Nintendo seems like a very different company. The Wii boom dried up quickly, leading to a not-quite-innovative follow-up console confusingly named the Wii U, which does terribly. It does play all Wii games along with new 4-player Mario romps, new Super Mario Bros. U, and Super Mario 3D World. However, the console's best game is released on this date as a celebration of Super Mario's 30 years, Super Mario Maker. While the game is light on original content, its online functionality lets players access an entire planet's worth of fan-made levels, most of which are terrible, but a small percentage are excellent. Fortunately, basic math tells us that a small percentage of infinity is itself infinity, so it is possible to be entertained by Super Mario Maker forever, or until the servers are shut down. Also significant, Nintendo replaced the DS with the 3DS, which is far and away the most popular non-smartphone handheld console. The 3DS does not play GBA games, but it plays all DS games, like New Super Mario Bros., in addition to its own exclusive library, such as New Super Mario Bros. 2. Plus, the 3DS has its own virtual console, just like the Wii and Wii U. That gives Nintendo fans three different platforms for playing classic Super Mario titles. Sadly, unlike Sony's interconnected PlayStation Network, all platforms are independent of one another, so buying Super Mario Bros. On 3DS does not unlock it on any other device. Then again, anyone who bought a 3DS in the first few months after launch received a free handout of multiple Retroid games as an apology for a surprise price cut in the summer of 2011. In addition to the worldwide release of Super Mario Maker, Nintendo also sold a 30th anniversary Mario soundtrack in Japan, which was two full discs of music, unlike the shoddy 25th anniversary disc. There were also a pair of Mario concerts in Tokyo and Osaka, which I attended alongside Retronauts Jeremy Parrish. It was my first ever concert experience in Japan, and I was extremely pleased. Hype ranking, 4 stars. Today, SMB Plus 35. Nintendo has rebounded again with the Switch, a now 3-year-old console which is still so popular it is hard to find in stores. The 3DS and Wii U Virtual Console still exist, but there is no equivalent on Nintendo's current platform. Instead, paying Nintendo Online subscribers have access to a selection of classic NES and SNES games, which naturally includes all the Super Mario Bros. Games. As part of the Anniversary Collection, Super Mario All-Stars is added to the selection as a treat. While nothing of significance is being released today, we are days away from a limited re-release of Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy for Switch, with a port of Super Mario 3D World to come later. Also coming later, Super Mario Bros. 35, an online competitive game a la Tetris 99, where players race one another to beat Super Mario Bros., all the while setting obstacles and enemies to each other as they progress. For offline handheld fun, Nintendo is making a special Super Mario Bros. Edition of Game & Watch, the company's original handheld device from 1980. At 5,000 yen, no price has been announced abroad yet, but that's likely going to be 50 bucks, it's pricey for a gadget that just plays Super Mario Bros. 1 and 2, JP2, not US2, but its charm and form factor is undeniable. As for me, in 2020, this is the first mainstream Mario anniversary where I'm more excited for my kids' response than my own. In 2015, they were too young to understand how to play Mario games, but now they have a Switch of their own and routinely ask for new games when birthdays arrive. They have no memory of any of the games being re-released this week, but I look forward to seeing their faces when I bring home a copy and try my hand at Star/Shine Collecting after decades off. Will the magic transfer to them? Will I, a famous 2D over 3D grouch, find new life in these beloved games? I have absolutely no idea. But unlike all the years listed above, when I felt like Nintendo was preying on my nostalgia, I'm really looking forward to finding out how these games handle today and what they will mean to my kids. Hype ranking, 5 stars. Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter at FEITCLUB. Good night!